Today is July 8th, year 2005. The topic is how to live peace and happiness. This is fifth talk at the Satipatthana Vipassana Meditation Center in Singapore. Before I proceed this topic, I want you to recall a story of a mother who has a son. The son is a seeing in the poverty of mother's position. The son asks, "Mother, why do you live in the poverty?" The mother say, "Because we don't have money, that's why we have to live in poverty." "And then why don't you get the money?" And the mother just say, "I don't know." And of course the question, it is very easy, why don't you get the money? If you have money, then you will live in a wealthy and a happy life for common people or worldly people. Based on this story, and because of today's talk is how to live in peace and in happiness, then we know in order to live in peace and happiness, then we have to stop worrying. So we have to overcome worry and restless or remorse and regrets. If there's no worry, then you can live in peace and happiness. So I will ask the question to you. If you know there's no worry in yourself, then you can live in peace and happiness, then I will ask you, why don't you stop worrying? That's my question. Okay, you answer yourself. Then it's a Dhamma talk. It's already completely covered the whole series. Okay, why you don't you stop worrying? That's my question. In order to live in peace and happiness, of course, first of all, we need to balance ourselves. And in order to balance ourselves, then we have to know where we are. And then the other, that means we are living whether in the mundane world and the supramundane world. First of all, we need to understand. Since we are living in the mundane world, so we have to know the differences between concept and reality and their advantage and disadvantage. For this reason, I'm trying to emphasize to understand and concept and reality and their advantage, disadvantage. It is very important to understand clearly the significance of concept or advantage of concept or disadvantage of concept, and the advantage of ultimate reality and disadvantage of ultimate reality, of course. And then these kinds of understanding will help you to live one way or another peace and happiness in the conventional life or spiritual life, that is we call mundane world as well as supramundane world. And then if you know yourself, now you are living in the mundane world, so whoever is it, you cannot renounce, still you are living in the mundane world, then we have to train ourselves very much based on conventional truths in order to live in order to balance ourselves and in order to live in peace and in happiness. That's why whoever want to live in happiness in the mundane world, that kinds of individuals need to understand or need to we have to know moral and ethical value and wholesome and unwholesome and the right conduct and the wrong conduct. So these are very important aspect to help ourselves to live in peace and happiness. But please remember, be careful to use, for example, when you are living in the mundane field or mundane world, we cannot argue that there's a no doer for wrong conducts, but nama rupa. Because we are living in the mundane society, we are living in the conventional society, because you learn a lot of the concept or theories, there's a name for ultimate realities, then we cannot simply say, even though we suppose you commit certain evil deeds, and then suppose certain people, they are doing the wrong deeds or misconducts, then you are holding the concept for ultimate reality. Of course, according to ultimate realities, there's a no doer for any wrong conducts or not, because of just nama rupa. There is a nama rupa, is a physical phenomena and mental phenomena taking their own actions, and then that is a won't help or won't match. It won't work in the mundane field. So that's why they sometimes Dhamma seekers need to understand clearly between these two different worlds. You are living mundane world and the supramundane world, or you are living in the conceptual world or ultimate reality or world. That's why we always saying like this. Because of this, there's two views. There's what we call conventional truth. The other one is ultimate truth. So ultimate truth is a kind of process which is phenomena, physical phenomena and mental phenomena taking their own place or taking place or taking their own function and just rising and passing away moment to moment, so that the moments of your physical phenomena and mental phenomena is different from the another moments of physical phenomena, mental phenomena. According to point of view of ultimate reality, there is no the same person or no the same mind, not the same physical phenomena. But even that's why the, for example, certain case, we cannot argue those who are standing on the conventional truth or living in the conventional world or mundane world. Does it, for example, like Mr. White killed the Mr. Blacks? Then after sometimes the police catch the Mr. White, then you cannot argue that because just now Mr. White killed that physical phenomena or mental phenomena with Mr. White. Now is a different phenomena of Mr. White. So that the different person, why you don't catch that Mr. White? Because of just now, his phenomena, physical phenomena, mental phenomena already passing away. The another phenomena is a replace. Why you catch that Mr. White? Not fair. Is it not fair? Fair enough or not? So this is your standpoint, your position, standing on the ultimate reality view. But you are living the conventional view, that's why, okay, you can say, they will say, we agree because of physical phenomena, mental phenomena of Mr. White's nama rupa is changing, so the different person. But there is a Mr. White, the name is still same. So Mr. White name is still same person. So the just now phenomena how to call Mr. White's physical phenomena and mental phenomena, and now the phenomena also Mr. White's phenomena, so that the name for Mr. White is the same, so that this Panyati conventional truths continue or still exist on the phenomena. So that's why we have to catch Mr. White. Is it? You know, in the United States, there's a one incident, real story. Because there are carpool lane, we call diamond lane. You know, diamond lane is a California, you cannot drive, they are allowed two or more. Okay, like in the car, there's a driver and another passenger, so two or more, you can drive the car. One day, one lady, she was driving on the freeway in the diamond lane. So police caught her and then give the ticket. The lady argued that, no, I'm riding in the car, it's not alone, I'm in two. Because in my stomach, there is a baby. That's why they consider, they presume there's a two person, I'm riding diamond lane. Then they eventually, this issue is brought in the court. What do you think? Who will win? Any idea? Who will win? Ladies will win? Is it who will win? The police win. Because if you say that, then the ladies will take advantage. Every lady writes that, you don't know, you know, in my stomach is that there's a one baby. Whether I have or not, doesn't matter. So this is a certain kinds of arguments are not fair enough. So that's why, please remember, even though you learn the Dharma, you are still living in the conventional world. I want to say, you are living in the still conventional society. Because you many times say Dharma, different person, okay, you know, certain things are nice to hear, mostly are not very nice to hear for social people, worldly people. That's why whenever we want to learn, okay, like how to live in a peace and a happiness, but first of all, you need to understand where do you live. Okay, you are living in the mundane world or supramundane world. Okay, mundane world. Where do you live? You are conventional world or ultimate world? Still, you are conventional world. So that you need to understand. So that's why so long as you are living in the conventional world, you have to know who you are. And then, where you live, and then how you live, you need to understand, okay, where you are, where you live, and then how you live. For example, if you know you are living in the wealthy family, for you is a certain conditions are available for you. So, because your family is rich or wealthy, so you may have certain advantage. And the certain people are living in the living society or poor in in the poverty, then we have to understand certain position. That's why the knowing who you are, where you live, or how you live is very important. For example, I'm living all the time in the United States. United States, technology is so advanced, everyone knows. If you telephone, but even though I haven't finished almost punching or pressing, the line already connected. When I go back to Burma, you know, if I go to call myself, is on foot, maybe faster than telephone line connection. So all the time, is electricity is no. But is now Sierra Urajina came back from Burma, now is 24-hour electricity is very good. But so that whenever we go back to certain country, we have to prepare. You know, we are using the email 24-hour, even though we are living in Malaysia sometimes, we have to prepare. That's why, for us, whenever we go to travel, we are ready to prepare ourselves, where I am, where we are, so that we adjust certain things. So that condition are, one way or another, help us how to balance yourself. So that position, that's why I say, you need to know yourself. Who you are, where you live, and how you live. So, since you are living in the conventional world, or how to call the mundane world, So first of all, if you really want to live in peace, just now the boy asked, if you do that, why you don't get the money? Of course, I will say, why you don't stop worrying? So worrying is a different level, different degree, because we know that all the meditators know, even though we say purification are many levels, many conditions. Purification for certain level or certain limit or certain people. Purification for certain beings or certain level. For example, like meditators, you know, you reach certain level of intuitive wisdom, you presume your mind is like purifying for certain level. But if you compare your position, your status of purification is compared to the those who attain the enlightenment, then purification level will be different. Even the arahants, same person, enlightened beings, according to literature, since you are getting up from the nirvasmapati, that means totally experiencing cessation of all the mental phenomena or mental factors, and then after entering nirvasmapati after 7 days, seem to their position are more pure than the normal position. Because when we will say, there are immediate results or immediate benefits if someone perform meritorious deeds or dana. For example, like according to commentaries, so to get the immediate dana or immediate effective for your performing dana, they say recipient size need to fulfill two conditions. Then donor size also, okay, donor size is a two aspect, donor size is a two aspects. So the donor size, they say the recipient must be either anagami or arahant. So this anagami or arahant must be just a statement or moment right after arising from the nirvasmapati. So that means seem to arise in nirvasmapati, seem to pure, get more purification than just normal position. And then for donor size, so your faith to the Tripajan must be strong or must be pure or genuine. And then whatever you are supposed to perform or supposed to give up, material or foods or whatever, must be very much based on right livelihoods. So if you fulfill these two aspects, then donor size also fulfill two aspects, you can get immediate results. Suppose during the time of the Buddha, one couple, they are plowing, then I believe the Venerable Sariputra or Kasva, it is two names, I'm not very sure. Okay, suppose Venerable Sariputra, he just arising from the nirvasmapati, then couple offer the food and that I want to call that toothpaste, so that all these swan, you know, after plowing, they are all turned into the goal, because they fulfill both this side two aspect, the other side two aspect. This case are very rare. So that if Singaporeans, you have opportunity to do this, maybe all that you are properties turn into the goal. Is it good for you? How about if you get all that goals, then your greedy will be more, is it? Or be less? Okay, that's why the purification are, you can presume, in a different level. Anyhow, so we are living in the mundane level or mundane field, mundane world. So if you really want to live in a peace and a happiness, first of all, you need to understand that is we call the wholesome, unwholesome, and the right conduct or wrong conduct is very important. Okay, that is we call moral conducts or moral ethics. Moral conduct means precepts. So precept means high precept, at least abstaining from killing, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconducts, abstaining from telling lies and the untruth, and the abstaining from taking intoxicants. This five precept, this is we call universal precept or universal law, for suitable for everyone. So it doesn't matter how much you are wise, how much you are clever in a business or social skill, whatever, doesn't matter. This moral aspect really is helpful or beneficial for society. Sometimes many people argue that Buddhists are selfish. Taking the precept is their own sake. But that is their view. So we don't mind, because we know that how to understand them, because they just standing, they are holding only their point. So we are also understanding what they mean or what we practice. For example, like only you take it, only you presume the one precept, consider one precept, killing. You try to abstain killing other beings. Looks nothing, but sometimes you can think it properly. But 2 days ago, in England or London, okay, today's newspaper we saw, because like terrorists explode and the bombs, so many people suffer. Sorry. Once is like in United States 3 years ago, there's a sniper. You know, sniper killing so many people day by day, at least one day, two people, three, or and so on. Everyone scared, all the Washington DC area, Maryland, Virginia, and so on. So at that time, you know, sometimes even though everyone looks have a lot of compassion toward other beings, then at that time their conventional idea or conceptual idea change. For example, the Buddha's teaching say, is it killing? Avoiding killing, abstaining from killing is very good. But at that time, everyone is frightening, everyone is scared. So that, suppose you presume yourself, suppose at that time you are at that area, someone suggests we should kill that sniper. So whether you agree or not, agree or disagree, because he killed day by day many people, almost 13 days or 14 days, also even the FBI cannot detect, cannot catch it. Suppose someone say we should kill as soon as possible that sniper. So what do you think? You agree or not? You are living in a worldly conventional world, okay? You please remember. We talk about the Singaporean. At that time, you are living in the Washington DC area. Someone suggests we should kill that person. You agree or not? Doesn't agree. Let it be. Is it? Let it be. Because eventually karma will take its own nature, own function. Is it? You will say like this? What do you think? Agree. Agree means not to kill him. Let it be. Is it? Yeah, that's why because we are living conventional truths. Our mind cannot be fully against, because your spiritual development or your spiritual attitudes are not strong as like arahant. Okay, we remember, that's why you should not pretend, oh no, we are Buddhists, okay, let it be. That's why sometimes don't against, you know, certain things, certain we are. Your things actually be quiet. You know, sometimes the certain word is not very suitable, especially for monks. It's very difficult to say. Okay? That's why the sometimes conceptual idea is why we are living in the worldly, conceptual world or mundane world. It depends. But anyhow, eventually that, because the sniper eventually he take his evil function, so that eventually he was caught up by police. So for us, if you really want to live in peace and happiness, first of all, you need to take care of yourself as well as you need to take care of others. You need to look after yourself as well as you need to look after others. That's why precept is really meaningful. Even you are abstaining from killing one precept, but abstaining means you are looking after yourself, means you are taking of yourself, take care of yourself. And then you are at the same time, you are looking, you are look after other, looking after other beings. That's when the precept is really helpful for one another. Many people, they always argue that because a precept is like ancient law or ancient prepare, so ancient precept. So we should change certain things, but we Buddhists won't change because this precept is suitable for ancient people. Then if this precept not suitable for modern people, alright, we will change. Still, this precept are very suitable for modern people or modern beings, so that we still keep on continuing. So precept is very important. So it does means, even you see how much important, for example, like certain area, bad people are living. That material, same material you are, the constructor using this material in this area, and they're using the same material the other area. Even though material is same, but values are different. Oh, because of this area is very good, very peaceful, very safe. That area is many people, strange people, or evil people, or a lot of thief, a lot of killing, a lot of murder, and so on. So even though material are same material, but values are different. Because of what? Because of this material is made in Singapore, made of Singapore. The other one is made of Malaysia. That's why they are different value. Do you think so? Why? Okay, this one also made of Singapore. This one also made of Singapore. So why the material become to difference? Because of humans, you know, the how we humans observing the precept. Certain areas, people are taking care of each other, look after each other, that we call, in US, we call neighbor watch or neighbor watch program. So that that area, that value is itself already value up. Because not itself is a value up, because of human beings, good people are living there. Good people means people are taking the universal law. They don't disturb others' family, they don't steal, they don't kill, they don't annoy, and so on. That's when the precept is very important for everyone. So if you really want to live in peace, happiness, then you need to look after yourself. So especially because of modern world, you know that, okay, let that precept looks very simple, then also very complicated. Sometimes, like men, because of they are earning for money, that's why sometimes they take advantage. Because I'm earning for our family, so that I will do whatever I want. That way are wrong view. Because of they are, if you really want to take care of their family members, they must observe that precept. Otherwise, it doesn't matter, I really love you, or I'm really faithful to you. It doesn't matter the word, thousands of words or millions of words saying no meaning at all. If that particular person is moral, is very weak, means a moral sickness. And then, so that's why the morality is, even though the ancient teachings are given by the Buddha, actually not really given by the Buddha. This is a universal precept. Ancient people observe this precept, that's when they lived in a peace and happiness. If modern people follow this precept, then they live in happiness. Now it is a lot of terrorists want to attack, including Singapore, today's according to newspaper. So terrorist means they are breaking their precept. That means that they don't respect the moral value. That's when they become terrorists. If you really respect themselves, first of all, and the others, if they really look after themselves as well as others, that means they need to observe the precept at least. So if you do so, everyone, they observe this way, surely you can live in peace and happiness. That's why the moral conducts and the wholesome, we call wholesome, unwholesome, in the wrong conduct or right conduct, you need to know or you need to learn very much based on conventional truths. But conventional truths, but still useful for our daily life. Conventional truths. And then, because the moral value or ethical value is worthy to honor or to respect, but not cannot become this lovable person or friendly person. So if you really want to become a friendly person or a lovable person, then you need to practice that we call Buddhist is very famous. We call Brahmavihara, sublime state. This is very important. You know, certain people, they observe precept, but their manner is very rough, or very rough, very tough. The certain speech, the way to speech, not very polite, not very, sweet. So, if you really want to live in peace and in yourself, mostly people, they expect whatever you want from others. According to Buddhist view, is whatever you want, you train yourself first. Because we humans are very, very, selfish attitudes already possessed. Whatever you want, that manner or that position, we usually expect from others first. Suppose you don't want to hear someone's rude words or abusive words, then try yourself not to behave like this, not to say that kind of abusive word to others. The other will reflect. So that's why the Dharma or your behavior always reflect on. If you look at others with a smiling face, someone will look back at you with a smiling face. If you see someone with an angry face, then the someone will be same thing at to you, react to you. So that's why the Buddhists we call Brahmavihara, we call sublime states, or we call divine abodes, and we say noble living. Do you know the four kinds of Brahmavihara? The first one is Mitta, loving kindness. Second one is Karuna, compassion. The third one is Mudita, what? Is it sympathetic joy or appreciative joy? Okay, appreciative joy and the Upekkha, equanimity. But this one is very simple, actually very powerful. Loving kindness, Mitta. Because we humans always expect loving care from others. That's why we need to generate ourselves with loving thoughts or loving care towards other beings. Buddhists specially train this, we call loving kindness meditation. Try to generate your loving thought or loving care towards oneself as well as other beings by means of technique. By means of meditation and techniques. So this loving care or loving kindness is very important to learn. You know, mostly now it is people, they are, whatever they face problem, usually they use two ways in brief. They try to solve the problem two techniques. But some, they always try to defeat other party or other person using power, or by force or by power. The Buddha never used this way. The Buddha is, you know, the supreme beings. We call unusual and ordinary human. But the Buddha is a human being. He has psychic power. He possesses psychic power. Something he have to defeat other body. The Buddha never used that power. For example, the Buddha is supposed to defeat, like Angulimala, that we call who killed thousands of people, he just used Mitta, loving care, through the loving kindness. The Buddha is supposed to defeat very wild elephant, such as Nalagiri. The Buddha never used power, psychic power, used the power of loving kindness. What will be different? People, they use power of power, political power, or economical power, or educational power, or using the loving care, or this is loving kindness power. Which one will be more powerful? Which one will be more powerful? You know, there's a one story in Burma. You know, because the monks, buffaloes, whenever they saw the monks, they cannot be patient all the time. They chase after monks. Why? Because of our color is like their enemy colors, like tiger, leopards, and so on. One day the buffalo is chased after this one siaro. He is a kapia and a siaro. Siaro say, may you be well, happy and peaceful, may you be well. Buffalo still chasing him, so cannot escape. Then kapia knows the situation. He pick up the one stone that hits his horn. So the buffalo is just turn back his way. Then siaro say, wow, your mita is stronger than my mita. Is it? But sometimes it's a meta need to use a certain powerful meta. That is a means that we're using the power. Now it is like dictatorship or communist, whatever they use all the time is a power. Very dangerous for citizens, very fearful for citizens. So if they are, so long as they are holding power, seem to they are okay. The other party had power, they are also, you know, they get the certain revengeful reaction. So that's when the Buddha never encouraged to defeat one another. That's one very famous phrase, what they say, hate never cease by hate, but hate never conquer, never conquer the hate, but the by love. Because the phrase is, I'm not really exactly pronounced, but they say hate never conquer by hate, by love. So the Buddha's way is try not to use certain power, such as political power, economic power, or social power. Use the spiritual power, this loving kindness. Surely one day you will win. But for example, a certain clique, let's say your co-workers not very happy to you, but you send a mitta. But don't expect too much. Use that during sending, then the co-worker is something buying for you, then give you the present. Not such way, okay? This must be your sincere, must be you really practice loving kindness meditation. Eventually, your metta will reach their heart. The situation is like that. When people they are sometimes is quarreling each other or sometimes disagreement each other because your heart is very cold, the other party's heart very cold. Cold heart is very rigid, very difficult to do the flexible, like goldsmith, whenever they handle the gold, they want to get that form or shape properly, they have to soften the gold. Eventually they do whatever they any shape or any form. So if our heart is very rigid, very difficult to get along. If your heart very soft and very understanding, then we are getting along easily. That's why the Buddha is encouraged to use power, loving kindness meditation. So second one, this is also loving kindness meditation. Now it is many Buddhists trying to emphasize, but some they are only just recitation for theories. May I be free from dangers. May I be free from mental sufferings. May I be free from physical sufferings. May I take care of myself happily. And then may my teachers, may my parents. But you need to understand. First of all, you radiate your metta toward yourself until you are really obtain peace in a happy mind. Or your mind is really calmed down. So that you got a certain power, you begin to send your metta towards other beings, then that begins to work. How much your work is it? They say according to commentaries, you know, you really will be reach the real successful state. That means you are seeing no boundary at all the beings. For example, this is my friends, this is my teacher, this is my parents, this is my relative, these are beings. So long as you are, there is a separation That means your metta is not reached real highest goal or not really achievement yet. For example, like they are saying, once you know the group of monks, the chief monk, assistant monk, and the other companion monk, the other monks, is the most hateful. So that one day, suppose four monks together, one is oneself, the other one is the most close friends, the other one is the most lovable friend, the disciple, the other one is the most hateful person, the hateful monks. Then one day, one or group of robbers, rebels, come to ask the monk, the chief monk, oh monk, because we need one person to do the sacrifice to the deities. We want one or four. Then, to whom will you pay? Allow the someone to take it. They say, the monks, I can't see other person to take it. So if you want, took me away, well, take me away. Then if you do so, he himself also like sacrifice is to see the limitation, because he doesn't want to he doesn't want to pay others. Then he himself is a two volunteer. Then also there is a still limitation. Then if you allow certain the most hateful monks to that a group of the rebels, then surely your metta is so limited, so how to call separated. That's why the monk say, I'm trying to see the four, who should I allow, but I can't see. So you can take it whatever you like it. So that means there's no boundary at all. So if you reach that level, your metta is really achieved. Otherwise, see boundary. That's why sometimes we don't metta is a won't reach real establishments for ordinary practitioners. So you remember, when you really practice metta, try to reach that level according to metta sutta, then your metta will be very powerful. The Buddha's metta is like that. Even the Buddha, all the time is sending metta towards all beings. Whenever he have to face certain difficulty, in order to defeat that kinds of the negative beings or hateful beings by others, then the Buddha collect all the metta power, just putting or sending only that particular person, so that the other person's heart is really softened. Then the Buddha make it become friendship, so they follow the Buddha's teaching or the Buddha guidance. So that's why the metta is a very powerful tool for us. Secondly, karuna, compassion. Of course, we Buddhists trying to practice compassion, especially the Southern Buddhists, all the time they try to emphasize compassion, compassion. But if you want to practice compassion, but you must include wisdom as well. Otherwise, if you show too much compassion, the other will take advantage. Then later on, even though I do the spiritual practice, many people take advantage of me, seem to Dharma is a no protect me. Actually, Dharma protect you, but you don't protect yourself. That's why they need to generate your compassion towards other beings, on the other beings, but together with the wisdom, better. Then, mudita, appreciative joy. So whenever you see others, we human has tendency. Whenever we see the other beings better than us, better means there are many positions, financially better, educationally better, or politically better, or there are many things, but spiritually better. So whatever any beings is better than us, we try to understand, send it our appreciative, develop our appreciative attitudes toward other beings, so that both parties are all the time friendly or lovable to one another. So if you're not, they say, whenever you see the people who are lower degree or inferior position other than you, if you cannot generate the compassion, then you can take advantage or you can easy to harm or easy to you want to harm this inferior person. So if you certain people are better than you or higher than your position, if you don't radiate, if you don't generate the appreciative joy, you can easy to grow jealousy and hatred. If you see the beings, you cannot sit mitta easily, comfortably, and then the ill thoughts may arise easily. That's why the loving kindness protect your ill thoughts, not to arise your ill thought towards other beings by practicing loving kindness meditation. If you not to grow any jealousy, hatreds to those who are better than you, then you have to practice appreciative joy. So if you really want to generate compassion, whenever you see the people who are poorer than you, or who are lower than certain position you, then try to generate certain kinds of compassion. So that's why these kinds of spiritual work help you to live in peace and happiness in the conventional world. The indifferent feeling or equanimity is harder than former three, because we humans have a lot of ego, a lot of atta. If something is or someone comes to against you, our mind is easily, you know, the shake or easily arise certain ill thought and so on. That's why the indifferent feeling, upekkha, is very difficult to exercise. For example, someone, either your son or your daughter, your friends, your brother and sister, sometimes whatever they go against to you, but you trying to balance your mind not to get too angry, or not to get so jealousy, just don't be doing. That's why the this noble living is very important for us. Then another attitude to help you how to live in peace and happiness, the Buddhist is a very famous, the word is a yoniso manasikara, right reflections and the wise reflection. Whatever we get angry, is it depends on you are, is a reflection. If you know how to do the proper reflection or wise reflection, anger or ill thought around you, very difficult to arise. Okay, there's a one story during the time of the Buddha, how to get the right reflections or wise reflection. During the time of the Buddha, there was one monk named Sona. One day he wanted to return to your hometown, home country, to propagate Buddha's teaching or spread the teaching of the Buddha. He tried to get permission from the Buddha. Then the Buddha told him, "Ona, the people who are living in your native country are very rude and very brutal. If you go back home, then they will attack you. Then they will criticize you. They will abuse you. How will you feel?" Then Buddha said, "O Lord Buddha, if they do so, then I will reflect, oh, my people are very nice to me. Just they abuse me, just they criticize me, but they don't throw me with a stone and stick. Then if you do so this, how will you feel? I will feel that they are very nice to me. Just they throw me, they throw the stick, but just stole me. Just they throw the stick to me, but they don't cut me yet with a knife. Okay, if they cut you with a knife, how will you feel? Wow, they are very nice to me. The people are very nice to me. They just cut me with a very sharp knife, but they don't kill me yet. If they kill you, what will you feel?" Then the Buddha, "I will reflect. Certain people wanted to die. That's why they have to pay for service to kill me. So for me, it's a free of service, free of charge." Then the Buddha said, "Okay, you may go back home." You see, if you think it in the living, who are living in the Singapore, everyone is nice to you. They don't throw you yet. They don't cut you with a knife yet. They don't kill you yet. Is it they are nice or not? They are very nice. That's only the idea of yoniso manasikara, right reflections. Whatever certain things encounter for you, undesirable things you have to face. From a Buddhist perspective, you try to develop your mind, spiritual power. That means always think in a positive way. For example, someone is, they come climb up the staircase, you are going down. The two cases is a different interpretation. For example, someone just accidentally hit you, but you interpret, wow, this person is so insulting. Even can see me, but he hit me purposely. If you reflect that way, how will you feel? Your mind grow anger because you reflect purposely hit you. So another case, the person is purposely hit you, but you reflect, wow, this person is so rash, even though I can come down, he can't see me. That's why he just accidentally hit me. So that your mind's reflection are positive way, so that you cannot grow anger. Is it possible? That's why reflection, right reflections, wise reflections are very important. If you really want to live in the happily and peacefully in the mundane world or conventional world, try to reflect in positive thinking, very much based on positive way. Then you will see everyone will be very nice to you. This today your friend's angry. Wow, my friend is very nice. Just he angry today. Is it not for every day? Then if you come to abuse you, you are very stupid, you just smile. Is it? You remind me, very, thank you, Allah. Is it, can you do like this? Because the reflections are very important. So that actually, like Dharma is a deeper and deeper, like you are stepping in the ocean water. So the ocean water, when you step down, is a deeper and deeper. Of course, for your ordinary position or just shallow spiritual exercise, just we do the reflections. Of course, if you really deeper in the Dharma, all the time your mind is like understanding or forgiveness. If you really understand others, if you really forgive others, your mind is really unshakable, of course. For example, like, because of certain people, they come to abuse you. You are very stupid. If you are a stupid person, then you just smile because you don't know whether I'm stupid or not. Actually, abusing or criticizing depends on his or her own concept or conventional perspective, not really truly exists you. That's why, according to conventional truth, according to ultimate truth, so long as you know this kind of stupidity is not exist yourself, just you smile. Whatever things, whatever idea is not because of truly exists in you, but the other party, whatever he think, whatever she think, just simply talk to you, simply abuse to you. That's why the more you do the Dharma, the more your mind is really mature and unshakable. That's why understanding is very important, and the forgiveness also very important, because the Dharma is a deeper and deeper. If you really understand whatever the minor weaker point or advantage, disadvantage, or weaker or stronger point, then you can understand easily to your friends. Then you can forgive them easily, comfortably. That's why, so long as your mind is trying to understand others very much based on the Dharma, forgive others very much based on Dharma, very sure you can live in peace and happiness in daily life. That's why it depends on our priorities. Eventually, the mindfulness. Okay, this Searo is a meditation teacher. Whatever the Dharma say, eventually, mindfulness very important, is it? Because we are mindfulness meditation teacher. Because the mindfulness, that means actually all the time is a remember yourself. Mindfulness means a remember the present. Then whatever the certain circumstances arises between you, among you, because if you are mindful, you know, certain things are unnecessary to there's no point to get angry. For example, certain people, they criticize you, so long as they don't hit you, so long as they don't attack you, just leave it there. Because of mindfulness can protect you. Then, because since you are really mindful in daily life, especially you practice half an hour, 1 hour as a refreshment for or maintain your spiritual level or your mindfulness level in daily life. So whatever the certain circumstances arise you, because your ego is already not exist, but maybe ego is still exist, but not very strong, not very powerful. So that easy to forgive, easy to understand. Ego is very strong. Ego is very powerful. Even minor things come to face you. You have to face even minor things. The ego, you know, they explode easily. That's why just now someone come to attack you. You are very stupid. Actually, they don't hit you. They don't touch you. The word touch, what? You or ego? All the audience are very stupid. Is it touch you or not? Not touch you. Actually, like, hit our ego. You know, that's when someone, they come to attack. Actually, they don't touch you. They don't hit you. They don't anything. But is it the word, speech, attack your ego? That's when your ego quickly respond or quickly, you know, take reaction. So the mindfulness protect you. If your mindfulness is really very powerful, and then your mind is very stable, your spiritual attitude is very normal and very powerful, so as to your manner is all the time or almost the time will be peaceful. Your mind is always, almost the time, will be balanced. So balanced mind, peaceful mind, will help you to live in peace and happiness. Remember, your peace and happiness cannot compare to those who already attain enlightenment, like Arahants or Buddha. But you have certain power for your standard, your level. Certain peace, happiness are very much based on balance, understanding, and forgiveness. So by doing so, may all of you try to develop your spiritual power by means of right reflection or wise reflection and understanding and forgiveness and the mindfulness, so as to achieve supramundane wisdom in this very life.